All right, we'll go ahead and continue. Washington coach Chris Peterson has joined us, and the Huskies are hosting Portland State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Cindy Brunson, Pac-12 Network.
Hi, coach. How are you doing?
Hi, Cindy. I'm good.
First of all, props to you for getting my dad all excited. He lived in University Place and could not stop talking about a helicopter from UW flying down to check out a Curtis High School recruit. How did that all come together?
Well, as you guys know, I can't comment on any of the recruits.
Helicopter ride.
Well, I've been on a helicopter a few times. first time recruiting wise, but you know, I think a lot of the coaches have been in private planes before, but if we wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't have been able to go to a game. We just wouldn't have been able to make it back to a team meeting, and so we were able to line it up, and that's really what that's all about, is saving time.
Well, that stole the headline from my visit up there this weekend, so thanks for that. My dad
yeah.
was more excited about that than me getting on a plane to Seattle. Most importantly, Coach, unique pistol offense that you're going to be facing from Portland State. How are you going to defend that offense? What will
it's a new challenge, and I think Portland State's O-line does a really good job of blocking the schemes that they run. I think they're really good at it, and I think the backs have a good feel for hitting the creases and lanes, and those always change. I think lining up behind the quarterback is a challenge. It takes away a lot of tendencies, and so we haven't seen the pistol offense over here in a while since I've been here. We defended it a lot when we were at Boise, but haven't seen it over here. And so it is a challenge. It is unique, and they got a good quarterback that runs the system really well. He's fitted very well for it. So we have a lot of respect for these guys, and one, how they play, and two, the system that they run.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, speaking of the Portland State offense, is it a little weird seeing Chris Cisse, formerly an Oregon DB, and now you look across their scouting report and he's a wide receiver for Portland State, or is it just par for the course now that guys transfer and you're going to see him in different places in different uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see that. I think Portland State has some pretty good players over there. Chris Cisse isn't the only transfer they have. They have more than a handful of them, and I think that's what makes those guys very, very interesting and explosive in certain aspects of their program. And we've known about Chris Cisse in high school, so that's a good player that they've added into their arsenal, and it's going to help them.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Got a follow-up from Cindy?
And your follow-up is from the line of Cindy with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, I know you've worked really hard to develop the run game. The passing game was on fire last week, especially when you went into the two-minute offense. Can you explain the reasoning why you don't run a little more up-tempo offensively overall?
Yeah, we think any one thing is not what we want to do. We don't want to be any one thing. I think defenses adjust to any one thing. And so I think one of the reasons that's effective is because we don't do it all the time. There's other things that we want to get to in our style that gives defenses problems. And, they got to spend time defending other things other than just any one style of offense or formations or tempos. And that's just kind of, our philosophy and kind of how we do things. Certain games you'll see more of it. Certain games you'll see less of it, depending on, what we think the scouting report, indicates we should do to maybe have some success.
All right, any further questions? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Chris, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. Thank you a lot. Bye.
Okay, you bet. We'll see you.